Paradai has just arrived in Town Square, and Jack Schenker is there for us. So, what did you see, Jack?
I'm just by Aswan Neal Bridge, which is one of the main bridges over the Nile that runs into Tahrir Square. And Mohammed Al-Baradai has arrived with a posse of supporters, has immediately been enveloped by a crush of photographers and flag-waving protesters. And now a group of protesters are forming a sort of human cordon to stop him being completely crushed. And they're marching together towards the middle of the square, where we have thousands, probably tens of thousands, to be honest, of protesters waiting in the middle. A lot of people don't seem to realize that he's arrived yet. And, you know, it's still unclear at the moment exactly what his reception will be. He's popular among some people, but as you know, there are those who felt that he's joined these protests too late and he's only arriving now once the danger is apparently over. But either way, this is a special moment. The man who many believe is Egypt's president in waiting and only a few hours ago was anointed by a group of opposition forces, including the Muslim Brotherhood, all of whom agreed that he should lead a transitional government, if that's what it comes to, and if Mubarak falls tonight. Well, that man has now arrived in the central square. He's surrounded by protesters, and he's about to make his way further into the throng.
But and he's being allowed to move there.
He is. The tanks had closed off. The tanks had stationed themselves at all access roads into the square, which meant that they were allowing people in and out, and they were checking people's IDs as they did that, but they were controlling access in the sense that you couldn't just pour through. You had to go through in single file, through a column of soldiers, and quite clearly the soldiers have let him through. I don't know what kind of negotiations were made in advance, or if they just had orders not for anybody coming in, but he's coming in, and people are chanting. There's some of the same anti-regime slogans that they've been singing all along. And as I say, now people in the centre of the square seem to have realised what's happening, and they're beginning to drift over in their hundreds and even thousands now. And we're getting enveloped in quite a big crush. And Al-Baradai is making his way towards the middle of the square.
So this is it's a key moment.
It's certainly a key moment. You know, there are many people in the crowds who feel as if these are the final hours of the Mubarak regime. A helicopter is buzzing overhead. You heard the sonic booms from the jets, the fighter jets which flew over us earlier. Some people said that was Mubarak's last roll of the dice, that he was desperately trying to scare people off, and that now that that's failed, he'll flee the country. That's just what people are saying on the ground. We're very, very cut off with information here as to what's happening at the highest level of Egyptian politics. But there's a huge, huge energy amongst the demonstrators here. They really feel like this is it. This is the moment. You know, this could be the moment in which all of their efforts pay off, and their new leader in waiting is anointed. We also heard reports, and you might know